Te Kawerau Aumaki Chief Executive Edward Ashby is with us today, and he's accusing New Zealand First and ACT MPs of spreading misinformation about a proposal for Auckland Council to work more closely with the iwi, labelling it as co-governance. Well, that's what Shane said yesterday, and as I've mentioned a couple of times, I thought very disrespectfully, using the term half-pai hapu, as he has pixie-like hapu as well. But that's Shane's rhetoric, and he knows there's votes in this area, this Māori Pākehā area. Now, what we do know is that back in the day, in 2008, the Waitakere Rangers Heritage Act recognised the area as nationally significant, and there was a deed of acknowledgement that the Council, the Crown and nominated iwi would enter into. And we're joined by Edward Ashby, CEO of Te Kawerau Aumaki. Thanks for your time today. Te rangatira, tēnā koe, Edward. Kua dai o tēnei, ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
So, again, politicking unnecessarily, spreading of misinformation, you say that both the ACT Party MPs and New Zealand First Party MPs could do to learn how to read. What's up with that?
Yeah, look, we're a small but proud iwi, and we've been waiting a very long time for what's been, you know, written and promised in black and white in legislation. And to me, this is just clearly us being used as a political football for, you know, to score points with sectors of our community that, you know, rear their head any time Māori or iwi, you know, pop up or try to have a voice.
Tēnā koe, brother. So it's been described as co-governance. It's a term that sits uncomfortably with many, but that was never what was intended when these hui took place all those years ago, ne?
No, that's right. And I mean, I'll be clear, I'd love it if it was co-governance, but that's not what this is. The legislation doesn't go that far. This is, you know, from 2008, the legislation. And what it does promise is a deed, that deed to set out and acknowledge our you know, deep association with the area, and also to set out opportunities for us to contribute to the management of it. So one of those opportunities that we wanted was to set up a table where the parties, which is Tangata Whenua, the Crown and Council in the Act, where those parties could come together, seeing as they're named in the Act, and talk about the Act. That's it. It's to talk and to come up with a plan, and it's up to those parties again whether they implement that plan. I would certainly hope they would, but it's non-binding.
Tēnā koe. I guess you might be referencing the Tupuna Māngo Authority, which is made up of half council, half Māori interests. This differs from the agreement negotiated all those years ago vastly, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, that is a co-governance model. I think people were hung up on 50-50, but that is a co-governance model because it's actually held by, you know, a separate legal entity. You know, the land is held by a separate legal entity. So it has the land, it has its own budget and money, all of these things sort of put into it. So, you know, this is a pretty, Tupuna Māngo, there's other examples obviously up and down the motu, but that's very different to what's been proposed in Waitakere, which is simply a space to talk together.
Tēnā koe. It's described, the agreement of 2008, as a deed of acknowledgement regarding the Waitakere Rangers Heritage Area Act. That's vastly different to co-governance, so I do take your point. Is the iwi satisfied with the level of input it has to discussions about what can only be described as a tino taonga for all of us here? The Waitakere Rangers remain very special to all, including Te Kawerau Aumaki. So what does the Waitakere Rangers Heritage Area Act of 08 say about your level of involvement into decision-making about the future of the taonga?
Kia ora, yeah, well, and you're quite right. This is a taonga for not just Kawerau, but for all New Zealanders. So the legislation, the act over it, states that first and foremost it's a nationally significant area, and it says not only should it be protected but enhanced, and then it also says things like it needs to be managed in an integrated way because it's trying to protect it at a landscape level, and you can only do that if you all work together other than in silos. And in terms of our role in it, it's right up front in the preamble to it. It talks about Kawerau Aumaki. This is our heartland. It talks about the heritage values of the area, including natural values, but it also includes, as one of those nationally significant items, our association as the tangata whenua, our kaitiakitanga of the area. And then there are extra provisions for this deed, and again, that sets out and states that we will be contributing to the management of the public lands of it. And that's, you know, we're just trying to get literally what's written on the tin. It's unfortunate that we have rednecks and neo-Nazis from Hobson's Pledge and folks like that trying to push back.
Well, let's push the central government critique and vote catching exercise aside. Kawerau Aumaki obviously have a right to these discussions. So when will they be furthered? Plans to meet with representatives of the council and the management body that's been charged with the protection and charting a way forward for the rangers. So what's next here, do you think, Edward?
Kilda, so what's next is that, so we had consultation go out, not on whether a deed would happen, but on some elements of that deed. I should also be clear that under the Act, there was no requirement to consult at all. It just says basically that the parties will come up with a deed and that'll get gazetted, you know, put in the notice in the paper. But we agreed with council to put it out there to be transparent. But basically, now that consultation's closed, council staff will analyse all those submissions, and hopefully there's some good constructive stuff in there. And then they'll take that to one of their committees for a decision, probably around July. And I hope they make the right decision.
Hey, it's good to talk with you, Edward. Obviously, in my conversation yesterday with Minister Jones, Shane, he spoke of Ihumātau. I guess there's a sense of frustration that it's never quite been resolved in a way that many hoped for. Is there an update from your end, or even an opportunity to vent or to release some or speak of frustration about inaction? I mean, inaction also means that, there's been no damage done, but even so, it remains a very contentious issue. What's Kawerau Aumaki's attitude to Ihumātau now?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm just focused on Waitakere right now, on our heartland in Waitakere. So, I'm not entirely sure why the minister sort of brought Ihumātau into it, but different take, different issue. Tēnā. And I'm just really, really focused on my takere.
Tēnā koe. Any other interesting work or issues on your workbench as CEO of your iwi?
Oh, yeah, well, the big one for us is our marae out at Te Hinga, because, of course, our marae was, our last marae out at Te Hinga was destroyed when the dam was built, and so it was basically flooded away. And so, you know, we're the only iwi in the region currently without a marae, and so that's real top of mind, working really, really hard to try to progress that, which will happen. It's going for building consent this year, so really, really excited about that project, but yeah, an awful lot of hard mahi to go.
Yeah. How long ago was that then?
The original marae?
When the dam was built, I mean, how long ago?
The dam was...
Is it
a
now?
Long time, yeah. So that was in 1910. So that's how long we've been without that marae, when it was flooded away. And then our last kāinga was at a place called Kōpiranui, just in southern Woodhill, and that was taken in 1953 under the Public Works Act. So, you know, that was our last marae and then our last kāinga taken in the first half of the 20th century. So we've been, you know, landless since then, and so we're just slowly getting back on our feet and working really, really hard to do that.
Yeah, what a neat kaupapa too, Te Hinga Bethels, of course. And joining us, Edward Ashby, that's something to look forward to as well, mate. And I'm really pleased that it's advanced to a point where you can seek building consent. Ngā mihi, thanks for sharing some thoughts and time with us on our platform today. Edward, all the best with the mahi going forward.
Kia ora, hoa.
Tēnā koe. Edward Ashby, CEO, Te Kawarau Āmaki.